Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College football that day. But if this were to cause him to have a change of heart and consider coaching the college football power in this state, I have no confidence in him. I would have no confidence in him winning big. Chris, how often does it happen where a guy, like, how many NFL coaches?
Bill Belichick just went what at North Carolina this year?
5-7. Yeah.
And was often the laughingstock of.
Now, Belichick obviously has Jordan Hudson and the conjugal visits that appear to happen on the sideline there with them during games.
What is he doing, 10 to life?
I don't know. If you see them, they make out with each other during games or before games. I don't know what to tell you. There's like some weird eroticism that goes on there.
All right, guys, we're going to say Tar Heels on three. One, two, hold on. Hi, smooches.
It's obviously very weird, okay? So we know that Bill Belichick has.
I almost just said something that I think, if I had said it, would have stopped the show for Bill at least
Belichick,
5 minutes.
Bill Belichick is not really keeping his eye on the ball, per se. I think Mike would do a better job of that. We're talking about an institution, and I know Penn State fans, not you, but others, will not appreciate this comment. They've not won a national championship in 39 years. All right? You came super close in 94. Take it up with the guys, the voters, who thought that Nebraska was better than
take
you.
Take it up with the bold coalition poll.
Either way, you've not legitimately won a national championship in almost four decades. Sorry, Ben. Sorry, Paul Feinbaum, who I think said the same thing on TV today. Mike Tomlin would not go to college football, not having coached in college football since, what, the early 2000s or late 90s, and bring Penn State back to heights we haven't seen since you and I were in diapers. I don't believe that. Do you?
No. If I were going to make like a devil's advocate case, it would start with guys like Ed Orgeron have won national titles, and I think Coach O is mostly like a punchline. But
he was LSU, though. I mean, he was an LSU cartoon.
There. Yes, I know. I'll get there.
Character.
He also, I think, as far as I know, liked to go into living rooms and go, hey, this is Coach O. Why don't you come and sit, you know, play at LSU. Go Tiger. Like, he loved that part of it. He loved being Coach O and recruiting people, right? And there's like a cartoon. You said cartoon character. He is one. You don't have to recruit as much as you used to, but it's still like the basis of most good programs is you're still getting a lot of five stars and you're keeping a lot of them, and then you augment through the portal. I don't think Mike wants to go into a 17-year-old's living room in Bethesda, Maryland, and be like, come to Penn State. He thinks that's beneath him. Belichick sure as hell doesn't want to do it ad infinitum. Now, Mike, in recruiting terms, you have all this money at Penn State for NIL and for portal guys.
Yeah.
I think Mike's going to get his share of people who know the Mike Tomlin kind of mystique and see him on TV a lot. And
yep.
He's young and vibrant. Bill Belichick, has a bosom at this point.
I wouldn't say he's young.
Young in coaching terms, he's still in his early 50s. Like, there are dudes getting their first big break who aren't much younger than him.
Okay.
And he still comes off as an energetic, like, emphatic, forceful person. Bill Belichick comes off kind of pathetic. I'm just making the difference between those two. So he'd get some transfer portal guys for sure. Be like, yeah, I want to go play for Mike Tomlin. You mean to tell me, though, that Mike Tomlin, if he actually would ever lower himself in his own mind to coaching in college, would also then surrender like the reins to the defense and just be a CEO? I'm going to be a CEO here. I'm going to go to Penn State. They're probably going to have to pay me $15 million to do it easily. I'm going to then just say, here's my defensive coordinator. Here's my offensive coordinator. He'll pick, by the way, from his expansive coaching tree for those roles. Let them do their jobs. No, I don't think he would win there.
I think it would look a lot like it did with James Franklin.
Yeah, I think he would win a lot of games. I don't think he'd win the ones that matter.
I think he'd get really good players. I think that when he would run into teams with similar skilled
players, or greater,
or maybe even a tiny bit worse, he'd lose those games.
He'd lose to Ohio State still. He'd lose to a good Michigan team still. He would occasionally trip and stub his toe if he did like a big SEC non-conference game. He'd stub his toe there. I think like the idea that he's some great recruiter is so funny because like the player he most directly recruited to the Steelers this year is Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers has been not an exaggeration here of qualifying quarterbacks, one of the four worst quarterbacks in the league for the last month.
I also think that like Penn State is a national recruiting, obviously a national team.
They can get guys from anywhere, but they're a mega power in regional.
I think it would be interesting to see how he recruited Pittsburgh, given the fact that there's not a lot of, you know, love for him in Pittsburgh.
I think he would recruit the crap out of where he's from, Virginia.
Yeah.
I think a place where he'd probably be beloved.
Ultimately, the money talks. That, I think, is the deal breaker with most of these guys.
Yeah.
So if he had the deepest pockets or deeper pockets, he probably would get these guys. But I also think the recruiting thing, what I just said, oh, he's a great recruiter. You know what's a great recruiter now? Benjamins. Not Benjamin Roethlisberger, money. That's what recruits guys now. You could have Mike Tomlin's disposition. You could have Jamie Dixon's disposition. Okay? If Jamie Dixon and his personality...
Yeah, we're going to offer you $400,000.
Exactly. If he's got more money than Mike Tomlin, the kids are usually going to go...
And then five,
where the money is.
$5 per rebound.
So I don't even... I think more important now in college football, actually, it's shifted. I think more important in college football now is, can you coach?
Well, I think it's can you coach? Do you have an expertise and can you get the kids, like the players, to buy in? I think what's eventually going to happen, and it's already starting, is coaches will start to get paid less money because there are guys who are just big names. Like Kirby Smart's making like $14 million a year, and he can coach, I think, obviously.
Yeah.
But like you're going to find out, I think, that eventually this is going to break and coaches are going to max out around $7 or $8 million, and it's going to be, hey, we're getting you the better players. Make sure you coach
them. Donnie, do you think Tomlin would win at Penn State? Would he win a national championship like Ben said?
I don't know if I go that high. I do think he'd be pretty good at recruiting. I just don't blame any coach that wouldn't want to do all of the stuff at the college level.
God, he's got to go shake hands. He's got to show up at like a grocery store in State College for like a meet and greet or something goofy.
I just think he would naturally be pretty good with recruiting. I do, at least. But yeah. Otherwise, they're just so... And you also have to remember, you have to endlessly recruit these kids. Even when you get them at the school...
You got to keep them.
You have to keep it going.
Yeah, it's a constant process.
So it sounds like you're saying he doesn't either have the expertise, the energy, or the want to be successful at those things. So if he did get hired for a college job, he wouldn't do well at it.
Which the second two, I don't blame him for. Like, I really would not blame a coach who's already successful in the NFL... If they said, "No, nah, I don't really feel like coaching in college," I don't blame a single one of them because it sounds like as good as the money is, a massive pain in the ass.
I mean, I think a guy like Gruden would do a better job in that spot only, and I do mean only, because he clearly wants to get back in the game like desperately, and so he'd be so happy to be coaching he would put up with all the BS.
Yeah.
But if you're Mike coming right from a job where you were the longest tenured dude in the NFL. Obviously the best game in town, so to speak.
Yeah.
You're not going to want to be, you're not going to have the internal intrinsic motivation to do all the stuff you've got to do in a college job to be great.
Terry Smith, Craig Riley's old ninth grade basketball coach, a man who a number of years ago had the same job in athletics as Joe Starkey, who was coaching ninth grade basketball.
According to the odds makers, by the way,
according to the odds makers, is now the favorite to be the Penn State head coach.
Well, it's because everybody else on the odds list has literally said no. And there's only one guy there. What are you supposed to do?
And James Franklin is going on social media, and you alerted me to this yesterday, and is posting pictures of, oh, it's National Signing Day. I'm so happy I have my big box of Crumble cookies here with me. Because, as you pointed out,
BYU,
their big donor.
Yeah, the forces that kept him, one of the two.
Company.
One of the two was the Crumble cookie guy.
Yep, and he is now mocking his former employer.
I'm just going to say this.
He is dancing around. He's dancing on their grave and saying, I'm winning the divorce by a mile right now, Penn State. You didn't think I was good enough? Who are you guys going to hire to be your next coach? Jay Paterno at this point? Does Tom Bradley want the job? Tom a lot.
Where the hell is this James Franklin crumble cookie thing?
It's out there.
By the way, James Franklin, not that I'm here to defend James Franklin literally whatsoever.
Yep.
He is on track right now to have Virginia Tech's first top 25 recruiting class in almost a decade.
In all seriousness, though, I mean, people can call in right now and want to entertain the hypothetical. Would Tomlin win a national championship at Penn State, which is what Ben said at 412-928-9370? The other question, though, is still, who should Penn State hire? When we asked this question the day after James Franklin was fired, I honestly feel like now all of the names that people called in with have been completely exhausted. There's none left. All of the guys, we were like, oh, okay, that's not bad. I see pros and cons.
I'm trying to think of a hot name in the group of five that's even a regional fit.
I said to you, you're like, Bob Chesney at James Madison. I'm like, man, they're really going to go that. They're going to have to scrounge around that deep. They're going to have to go to that bottom of the barrel. He's already taken another job.
They'd be happy to have him at this point.
Brian Hartline picked USF today because allegedly Ohio, Penn State never even wanted him.
The alleged thing I've heard about USF is they're actually right now going to try to like fund that team like it's a true Power Four school, like roster-wise, so he might have a better chance to cruise in that way. Can I just...
better chance, Chris, is Penn State versus USF.
They're just going to fund it like in that group of five. They'll be so dominant that it'll be perfect for him. I need to say this about the Franklin Twitter feed now because I've fallen down this rabbit hole briefly. Doesn't he strike you as somebody that would scrub most of his old Penn State tweets or have somebody do it for him?
Yeah.
His Twitter feed jumps from October 10th, Northwestern, 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 we are. November 25th, welcome to the bird, this is home, and it's just Virginia Tech. Fix the Twitter feed.
And Donnie just tweeted it out. The donors at Penn State are now imploring Pat Kraft to hire Terry Smith. This is what it's come to.
Well, I didn't tweet that, but On3 did.
No, I know. You retweeted it. They pushed James Franklin out the door. Their plan has blown up in their face. And now the Penn State fans are saying the guy that was on Franklin's staff with no collegiate coordinating or head coaching experience is the guy we want to lead our program. Do you get any... as a Pitt guy, do you get any satisfaction out of this?
I'm amused by it. I'm very amused by it.
You, Don?
I mean, watching them just trip over their own feet, repeat. Like, Pat Kraft is basically doing the chili scene from The Office where he's carrying the chili and he just spills it everywhere. Like, he has absolutely...
Kevin Stallings looking guy.
Yeah, he has... whose name on the show is Kevin. He's absolutely just bungled this beyond measure. And I think he was within his rights to be ready to fire Franklin when he did. I think people saw it as an abrupt thing. But he's getting beat up by a power broker agent. And on some level, too, I think this has to be the other thing. Their pride's got to be getting in the way. If they genuinely like haven't called on some of these group of five guys or they didn't actually reach out on Heartline or other stuff, sorry, you're Penn State. That's great. You don't get to hire somebody else's sitting head coach. You don't get to poach Lane Kiffin. How about Brian Kelly? How about you just circle back around?
Might be their guy.
I told you this before. Sorry, Donnie. I just want to get this thought out before I let you say how you feel. I told you when you asked me at the beginning of this about Syracuse's football coach, I honestly think at this point they could do considerably worse. I know they lost to Notre Dame 70-7 and had a 3-9 season. He won 10 games there last year.
That's why I said
Fran Brown. Which is almost
impossible
to do. When you want to talk about recruiter, the guy gets players. Their season went belly up because Steve Angeli from Notre Dame tore his Achilles tendon against Clemson.
I would actually make that call if I were Pat Kraft.
Don?
They made the right move when they fired James Franklin. Apparently they had no idea how difficult it could be to find a new one. Because I do agree with Chris. I mean, if they didn't reach out to some of these coordinators, whether it be a Heartline or some of the...
How about Mike Shanahan? Our buddy Fred just texted us. He's at Indiana with Cignetti. Why aren't you trying to get him?
Because he's a Pitt guy and they don't like that.
Or some of the like Group of Five guys.
Do you get
like
a kick out of this?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's...
Of course. I mean, you said he's a Pitt guy. Hold on, Don. I'll let you finish too. At this point, you shouldn't care where the guy went to school. He could have gone to a dental college.
I think they care about that stuff.
Anyway, Don.
Because it is an example of perhaps a school that thinks that they're so high and mighty. Oh, we don't have to dive down and ask Brian Heartline. We don't have to ask about Bob Chesney. I know that it's like alleged that they may not have asked. But now here they are on National Signing Day, which I know isn't as big of a deal as it used to be because of the NIL and transfer portal era.
And Montana State is a better recruiting class.
They
have
the 135th ranked recruiting class in college football. And one of their two big recruits is not even like nationally ranked, like on the boards.
Wow.
Like he's outside of like the top 300 or 350. I mean, they have absolutely butchered this. And if I'm James Franklin, I'm kicking up the feet tonight, and I'm getting a very hearty laugh in, baby.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Oh, if I'm Tomlin, I want out. If I am Tomlin, because you're not going to boo me and say, fire me all these years and then think you're going to get better than me. Like, I want to be where I'm celebrated. And if you guys aren't sure about me, it's time for me to go. That's how I personally feel. He loves that the fans are booing him. He loves that it's almost like the world against us. Now let's show who we are. The problem is the players, it's just not working right now.
We always talk about all the quarterbacks that he has won with. What if he actually went to a place where when he had Ben Roethlisberger,
amen,
they went deep in the playoffs every single year?
All right, Fan Hotline. Presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
If we wanted to,
yeah,
we could take, how much was that, 40 seconds of audio?
Sure.
I think I could do 4 hours on that very easily and not get bored on like every aspect of that. Just how, it's very impressive to be that wrong about that many things in that short a period of time.
I actually, the way that, I believe her name's Kimberly Martin.
Kimberly A. Martin, yeah.
The way she worded it, I actually don't disagree with all that much. Saying, if I were Tomlin, this is how I would feel. If I were a coach who had an extremely high opinion of myself and was looked at as maybe somewhat narcissistic and egotistical and all those things, and I believed I was the best or one of the best at what I did, and my fans didn't appreciate me, I don't think I'd want to be there either. Like, I actually do agree with that. If I were in Tomlin's shoes, would I want to be in a place where the fans, like, saw a picture of me and booed it or wanted to throw tomatoes at it or, like, give me the middle finger and get away with it if they could? No, like, especially when there's this, I don't know if it's a myth, maybe it is actually true, where there's all these teams that are, like, clamoring over me. I'd rather go somewhere where I'm wanted and, like, they're going to treat me like a conquering hero when I show up there.
I don't disagree with the substance of the actual, like, the words and how she's saying that's how she thinks he would feel.
It's the greedy thing that makes me more upset.
Her condescending tone, too, like, how there's a how dare they be upset.
No, you're right about that.
That can just get lost.
You're right. Like, in that, like, I don't know if she said more than that, but it did, implicit in that was almost like, these spoiled Steelers fans don't know how good they have it.
It starts with like a Rich Eisen, Kimberly A. Martin, a lot of other people. This patronizing tone that they're talking to a bunch of bumpkins who don't know ball
bumpkins
or sports. You little Pittsburghers don't realize how good you have it with Mike Tomlin. Well, it's these 30,000 feet shows that don't have any idea what it's like on the ground watching this team week in and week out and covering them, because if they get any real info, it's from Mike himself who's going, yeah, I'm doing a great job, we're awesome.
I just don't get how the whole point of shows like that are to have a well-rounded conversation where you don't have five people on set that are all agreeing with each other. You'd like somebody, even if it's not a screaming match. I would think, based on what I know about these shows, that it is helpful when you have someone that is at least willing to give some kind of dissenting
opinion.
How
is somebody not like prepped by a producer pony to say, you know, he only has won a playoff game at least in 4 of 18 seasons?
Well, just to come back to the Greenberg comment where he says, you know, when he actually had a quarterback, they were going deep into the playoffs every year.
Narrator, they were not going deep into the playoffs every year.
He was Ben's coach from 2007 to 2021. He had 15 years with Ben. In 11
minus
of the,
2019, he had 14 actual
14.
Seasons.
Okay.
Sure.
In that decade and a half, they either missed the playoffs or lost in their first game. 11 times. 11 times. And he just says, and Jeff Saturday goes, amen, brother. Preach, keep preaching. Keep spouting off these opinions that are not even close to being factually right.
How about this one?
Do you, man?
How about this one? They imply, too, Greeny implies, I should say, in his statement, that Tomlin is not the reason that they don't have a quarterback. Like, it gets heaped on the GM if they could just get a quarterback. So you think that longest tenured coach in the league sits, because this is what some of these people on the national side would have you believe, he sits with his hands under his armpits during the draft, despite making a humongous show of scouting players, and Andy Weidel and Omar Khan tell him who they're picking? Come on.
Adam's on the fan. Hello, Adam. Adam, you
Phil,
there?
Absolutely love you too. Enjoy the listening to you as I make my way through an hour of work. But, hey, I wanted to talk about the Penn State coaching search that is absolutely botched. I'm enjoying this as a Pitt fan, obviously, but here's who I would actually go after. You mentioned Brian Kelly. That's a yes, but here's an oddball one. He was just fired from the Raiders. What about Chip Kelly? I mean, at this point, you're so desperate.
I brought him up yesterday. Thanks. I always have to, you know, bring these things up, and I'm like, my hands are shaking when it's like offering someone a glass of water who you're scared of. I have to do it petrified because Penn State fans don't like hearing suggestions and recommendations from non-Penn State people. Because they just don't think, if you're not in the cult or you're not in the club, your opinion doesn't count. And I do get that a little bit, but it's just the way that they sometimes shout you down or communicate with you that, you know, freaks me out a little bit. So they're not going to like hearing Pitt guys say they should think about Chip Kelly, but...
He was mediocre at UCLA.
Yeah, but isn't mediocre at UCLA good?
I don't know. You're in Los Angeles. I think there's a lot of football players available to you.
Yeah, but
there.
No one's won there since Bob Toledo. I mean, it's been a long-ass time, Chris.
It feels to
Cade McNown's not walking through that door.
I knew you were going to say Cade McNown. Deshaun Foster did walk through that door, but it was not the Deshaun Foster as a player. It was him as a coach, which was bad. I don't know. I think I'm of the opinion that that's a program that should be a lot better, by the way. Because where
UCLA
they are located.
UCLA or Penn State?
No, UCLA. Where they are located, what access to players they should
have.
Yes,
but have we not reached the...
Also, isn't the bloom completely off of Chip Kelly? Why does anybody think
it's... In the NFL, I think Ohio State loved him last year as the offensive coordinator.
But he ain't the top dog. I don't think Chip Kelly...
Top dog?
I don't think...
A top dog reference here.
I don't think...
Jeez.
Oh, man. I could really go down the rabbit hole. Chip Kelly needs to go out and recruit if he's the offensive... Or if he's the head coach.
Not if he's got a big payroll.
He still has to recruit some players. Some.
Well, I would say this. I think we've reached the level. I think we've reached the portion of the proceedings that I would describe as beggars can't be choosers. So I don't know if there are many names that people could throw out there and I would say, oh, that seems like a stupid idea.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's time to talk to our guy Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. NBC Sports brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. You can watch this conversation with Mike over on our YouTube page. We set a YouTube record on Monday and crashed YouTube for us. And now on X, too, you can watch us on Twitter. You see Mike in his beautiful office. It looks like he's got a Lawrence Taylor jersey maybe behind him. Is that his 56s? Okay.
Yeah, he signs things in a very interesting way. He signs it a bad mother
effer.
Expletive deleted.
Wait, he doesn't actually put LT or Lawrence Taylor. It's just bad mother effer.
Oh, he
effer.
Puts a lot of, there's a lot of stuff there. But
what was his big line in the water puts, boy or whatever? And that brings me to my next point, kids. Don't smoke crack.
That's not on there.
Okay. Well, thank you,
Everything
Mike.
Else is on there except that.
Mike, we played what you said last hour about how maybe the winds of change are blowing a little bit with the Steelers. I prefaced everything we said yesterday when Tomlin reacted to the fire Tomlin chance by saying it won't happen, but should Art Rooney fire Mike Tomlin? And after hearing you and Ed Bouchette and Ray Fittipaldo have said the same things, maybe there is a chance. There's a change at the end of the season in your mind.
Something just feels different this time. And look, it goes all the way back to the offseason. They behaved in the trade for DK Metcalf, the contract they gave him. They'd never paid anyone who hadn't already played for the team market value ever, ever. Waiting around for 2 months for Aaron Rodgers, the relatively late in the scope of the larger offseason move for Jalen Ramsey. This was a team that was going all in, all in, all in. So that's different than what we're used to seeing. So if they're doing things differently than what we're used to, then we'd have to put on the table the possibility that they'll make a change in the way that they stick with head coaches no matter what. Their thing, their high school hairdo, that jacket they got complimented on once and they'll never take off. That seems to be the way it was. Is that the way it is? And it just feels different. My take, and I wrote this yesterday, and I probably articulated it better in writing than I will now, but I feel like there is a comfortable rut that team and coach have kind of fallen into because they understand, look, we play our games, win some, lose some, get to the playoffs 2 out of 3 years, whatever the case may be. Everybody's making a lot of money, and we'll just run it back next year. And why get too stressed out? Why be tormented by a loss here, a loss there, a failure to make the playoffs, a failure to win a postseason game? We're going to crank it all up. We're going to do it again. And I just think that's a product of 19 years of the same. Everything's just the same, the same, the same. And I think you get numb to some of that angst and some of that just flat out emotion and concern and worry that other coaches have, because every coach gets fired at some point except the Steelers coach. And I think that may be creating to this complacency that seems to have set in.
Mike, we heard a couple of years ago fire Canada chants from the fan, from disgruntled fans at home. And then lo and behold, not that long after, Matt Canada was given his walking papers. What kind of actual impact on Art Rooney do you think hearing fire Tomlin chants ring out loudly this past Sunday has on the Steelers owner?
I doubt he plugs his ears and says, la, 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 not listening. Now, if it starts at the hockey games, then you really have to pay attention to it. But that's what it's going to take, I think, before the Steelers would ever make a change. He needs to believe that the fans will vote with their wallets and they'll stop showing up. You know, if they lose on Sunday to the Ravens, and I'm a season ticket holder, there's no way in hell I'm showing up Monday night, December 15, for the Dolphins game. I'm not going to go out there and freeze my ass off on a night 10 days before Christmas to watch this. And so if enough of that happens, and I'm not saying there should be an organized boycott. I'm saying if organically all those yellow seats are plainly visible on ESPN that night. That's the kind of thing that's going to get his attention, because it never gets to that point. And Tomlin said it. The fans boo because they want to be entertained, and they're not entertained. Well, they weren't entertained today. Next time, they will be entertained. And if it becomes a pattern and they're not entertained and they do something about it, that's when Art Rooney has no choice but to act.
Mike, how about the other facet of this conversation or argument that, and this was brought up on ESPN and we were just talking about it before we had you on, that Mike, even though he grinned and gave his answer about, I get it, this is sports entertainment, we have to win, blah, 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 blah. But at some point, if you have heard for years that you are one of the best coaches in the NFL and you're great at your job, and your fans are saying the exact opposite, might it get in his head, wait a minute, maybe there are greener pastures out there for me?
I think it's a complicated reality with a lot of different factors into it. And for him, if he has slipped into a mode where I'm not going to allow myself to get worked up about any given season, I'm comfortable, I'm well compensated, I love the process, I can't control the outcome. I love the process. The outcome is what it is. I keep coming back for another year of the process no matter what. I mean, he should want at some point, he should want that splash of cold water that comes from a change. Look at what it did for Andy Reid. And more and more people are mentioning the Andy Reid. I think Roethlisberger mentioned it yesterday. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I've been talking about this Andy Reid thing as it relates to Kyle Shanahan. Is he getting to the point where it's just time for a fresh start? You try and you try and you try and you just don't. And you just like, hey, let's do something new. And I feel like everyone would benefit. I hadn't felt that way. But in the past few days, I've come to the conclusion that everyone would benefit from a fresh start. 19 years. There aren't many coaches that have been at the same place longer than 19 years. And it may just be that 19 years in this day and age is too long for any one person to be with the same program, unless you're winning a Super Bowl, you know, once every 5 years.
Mike, I love two birds, one stone solutions. Perfect. Mike Tomlin walks away from the Steelers and comparatively gets a fresh start with maybe even less pressure at Penn State University, which Ben Roethlisberger also suggested on his podcast.
Well, remember when Tomlin was asked about the USC job in 2021?
LSU, remember what he said? Yeah, LSU
never say
too.
Never, but never.
Yep.
Yeah. Never say never, but never. And I think he's far more likely to land with another NFL team. I think the fascinating question is this. If an opportunity is there for him to be essentially traded, because it's not a trade in the classic sense, a team like the Giants would call the Steelers and say, what would it take by way of compensation for us to hire Mike Tomlin? They'd work out a deal, and then, in theory, the Giants would have the green light to approach Tomlin, who could say, I'm not interested in coaching your team, and that's the end of it. Every coach has a de facto no trade clause, because the process doesn't work unless the coach says, yes, yes, I'll come coach you. I think all Tomlin has to say is, I'm not interested in being traded. And I think that at this point, all things considered, 19 years, two Super Bowl appearances, one Super Bowl win, I think if a change is going to be made, Tomlin should make it clear the trade isn't in the cards. Because why does he want to go to a team that's going to have to give up stuff to get him? It's going to make it harder for him to do what he's trying to do.
Yep.
Let's just have a free and clear release. I'll go my way. You go your way. And he can pick whichever team he wants to go to. Or he could take a year off like Sean Payton did.
Well, how much
go into broadcasting for a year and just wait for the right opportunity to come up.
Mike, we always hear how there's this list of teams or there's this litany of teams that would want to hire him. He'd be the hottest candidate on the market the second he and the Steelers would part ways. To what degree do you think that commonly held belief is still true anymore?
I think it's still true. It may not be the same kind of line. It may not be that teams will fire their current head coaches just for the chance of hiring Tomlin, but I think he instantly becomes, look at the cycle this year. There's no Ben Johnson floating around, right? There's no clear, this is the guy that everyone is going to be pursuing. If all of a sudden Tomlin's available, he shoots to the top of the list and is going to, because I think other people will believe what we're discussing. This is just a situation where he needs a fresh start. Andy Reid gets fired by the Eagles, lands immediately with the Chiefs, and boom, off we go. Helps to draft Patrick Mahomes, but that happened 4 years later. I think that anyone that has a vacancy will be interested in him. I don't know that people are going to create vacancies just so they can potentially hire him. I don't know that that's still true.
Mike, is it speculation still, or do we actually know that the Giants are interested?
Well, we don't know that. I think that's just dot connecting.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a wrinkle, and we discussed this today. If you're a coach who has juice and you can throw your weight around a little bit, this happened with Bill Cowher. Remember when Bill Cowher was going to be the Jets coach? Remember why he wasn't the Jets coach? Because they wouldn't fire Mike Tannenbaum. So if Tomlin wants to bring his own people in to run the show, if he wants to take over, and the Giants say, no, Joe Shane's the GM, then it ain't going to happen. So I don't know that it's something the Giants want to do, because the guy in charge of the search is not going
to fire himself,
to lean on guys that won't want him there.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's one of the realities of a half measure. If you let the GM stay and run the search, the GM's going to shy away from the guys who would want the GM to be fired to get the job. And we don't know the answer to that question.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, PFT Live. Check him out. Thanks, Mike. We'll talk again next week.
See you guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.